The senior wizards of Unseen University stood and looked at the door. There was no doubt that whoever had shut it wanted it to stay shut. Dozens of nails secured it to the doorframe. Planks had been nailed right across. And finally, it had, up until this morning, been hidden by a bookcase that had been put in front of it.
"There's the sign, Ridcully," said the dean. "You have read it, I assume, you know, the sign which says, 'Do not, under any circumstances, open this door.'"
"Of course I've read it," said Ridcully. "Why do you think I want it opened?"
Why?
Said the lecturer in recent runes.
"To see why they wanted it shut, of course."
This exchange contains almost all you need to know about human civilization. At least, those bits of it that are now under the sea, fenced off, or still smoking. He gestured to Modo, the university's gardener and oddjob dwarf, who was standing by with a crowbar.
"Go to it, lad,"
the gardener saluted. "Right ye are, sir." Against a background of splintering timber, Ridcully went on.
"It says on the plans that this was a bathroom. There's nothing frightening about a bathroom, for God's sake. I want a bathroom. I'm fed up with sluicing down with you fellows. It's unhygienic. You can catch stuff. My father told me that. Where you get lots of people bathing together, the Veruca gnome is running around with his little sack."
"Is that like the tooth fairy?"
said the dean sarcastically.
"I'm in charge here, and I want a bathroom of my own," said Ridcully firmly. "And that's all there is to it, all right. I want a bathroom in time for Hogswatch night, understand?"